The 1889 General Conference Session. Carefully, Ellen White watched developments at the 1889 General Conference Session. When the meeting was well along, she was ready to report her observations.
"We are having most excellent meetings. The spirit that was in the meeting at Minneapolis is not here. All moves off in harmony. There is a large attendance of delegates. Our 5 o'clock morning meeting is well attended, and the meeting's good. All the testimonies to which I have listened have been of an elevating character. They say that the past year has been the best of their life. The light shining forth from the Word of God has been clear and distinct. Justification by faith, Christ our righteousness. The experiences have been very interesting.
I have attended all but 2 morning meetings. At 8 o'clock Brother Jones speaks upon the subject of justification by faith, and great interest is manifested. There is a growth in faith and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are quite a number who have not had an opportunity to hear upon this subject before, but they are taking it in, and are being fed with large morsels from the Lord's table. The universal testimony from those who have spoken has been that this message of light and truth which has come to our people is just the truth for this time, and wherever they go among the churches, light, and relief, and the blessing of God is sure to come in. We have a feast of fat things, and when we see souls grasping the light we are rejoiced." What she wrote to Mary White, on Tuesday, October 29th, is significant in its portrayal of this experience and of the attitude of the ministers present.
"We are having a good meeting. There seems to be no dissension. The testimonies which have been borne by ministers are that the light that came to them at Minneapolis and during the past year has been highly appreciated, and they will walk in the light. They have seen more of the blessedness of the truth and the love of Jesus than ever before in their lives. That success has attended their labors during the past year as never before, and they enjoyed the presence and the love of God in large measure. This has been the testimony borne, and the meetings are excellent.
At the same time, there are a number who apparently stand where they did at Minneapolis. Oh, that God would work mightily for His people and scatter the clouds of darkness and let the sunlight of His glory in.
I am much pleased with the meeting. Thus far, not one voice of opposition is heard. Unity seems to prevail."
2 days later she wrote Mary, "Our meetings are crowded in thick and fast. We see in 5 o'clock meetings and in 8 o'clock meetings many tokens for good. The testimonies are of altogether a different character than they have been in any conference we have had for some time. I do long for the work to go deep, and I believe it is." Speaking of the manner in which the Lord had blessed her, she wrote, "I am much better in health than I have been for years. After I came home, I was very weary, but I was lifted up above my infirmities and am real well. Praise the name of the Lord. I look to the Lord and trust in Him. He has done all things well."